Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A woman who runs a business in Israel received a phone call from her biggest competitor telling her he was going to report her to the government on something he felt she was doing wrong and threatened that it would put her out of business. His claim was false, but he was very shrewd. When her husband came home that evening, he saw his wife in a state of panic and she told him what happened that day. He then calmly pulled out a Chovot HaLevavot from the shelf and showed her what it said in the Shara Bitachon, that no person has any control over what happens to them. They are only in the hands of Hashem. He then said, "We're going to make a normal Hishtadlut to save ourselves from this harm, but our main Hishtadlut will be praying and getting closer to Hashem." That competitor tried many ways to ruin them that year, but Baruch Hashem, all of them were unsuccessful. The couple testified, throughout that experience, they got so much closer to Hashem and are much better people because of it. A man who will call Joe told me he received a request from a customer to get him a certain product which he did not sell. He knew a wholesale company who sold it, and he proceeded to order a very large quantity of it from them. The wholesaler who knew him said, "I'm sorry, I can't fill the order. I can't take the risk of you going into the same business as me and becoming my competitor." Initially, Joe was upset. This was the only way he can get that product, which meant he was going to lose a major profit. Then his emunah kicked in. He said to himself, "Whatever is meant for me, I'm going to get." He then called me to confirm that attitude and get chizuk. I told him, "You're 100% correct." And I added, "Sometimes Hashem will make a person feel like he had a sale and then take it away, because the person was meant to lose money. And Hashem, in His infinite kindness, considers that feeling of a lost sale as if he really lost the money." But then I added, "Of course, it is always permissible and recommended to do a normal hishtadlut to try and get the sale if it's still possible." The man called back the wholesaler, who is also a religious Jew, and told him, "I fully accept whatever you decide, because I know it will be the will of Hashem. But just for you to know, you should not be afraid of potential competition, because everything you make comes from Hashem, and He has enough for everybody." He proceeded to tell the man about a businessman from his community, Mr. Isaac Shalom, who is known for this type of emunah. When someone who was out of work would ask him for a business idea, he would tell them, "You should go into the handkerchief business. That's what I sell, and it's very lucrative." He would then tell the person where to get the merchandise from and how to succeed in that business. Hashem blessed him with extraordinary wealth. He only gained from sharing his secrets with others. This wholesaler was inspired by that story, and he told Joe he changed his mind and he processed the order. Helping others and wanting their success will never take away from our parnasah. It will only increase it. Joe told me in March, when Corona hit, his business took a major blow. It got so bad, he had to ask a relative for a loan just to continue making ends meet. At that time, he had a contact in China that could produce masks, and he tried to make money that way, but he couldn't get the capital together to get it done. One day, his good friend casually told him he got an order for 1.2 million masks and was waiting for his supplier to produce them. Joe said he was so happy for his friend's success to the point that he added him to his prayers, asking Hashem to ensure that that business deal goes through. This was even though he himself was unsuccessful in the same venture. A few days later, Joe asked his friend if his supplier came through. The friend said, "Unfortunately, not yet, but we're still waiting." Joe began praying even harder for him. A few days later, Joe asked him again if the deal went through. The friend said, "It's getting hard and complicated. It looks like we're going to lose it." Joe then told him about the supplier he knew in China and said, "Try him, maybe he could help." The friend and his partners contacted that supplier and he was able to produce exactly what they needed. This friend ended up getting another sale for another 1.2 million masks. Joe was so happy for him. A couple of weeks later, Joe received an unexpected check in the mail for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Although he did not ask for a penny for helping his friend decided to include him as a partner in dividing all of his profits. Joe said that money got him through the hardest financial time of his life. That blessing came because he was truly interested in helping others. We never lose by sharing. It only brings more beracha. Have a great day.